Pleasant day, those of you in radio land. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with those who are soldiers, wherever they are in the world, and their families. We ask you to be with our sick and shut in, those that need to lift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Those helping to make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville. Also, Charles and Leona Goswick and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe, Missouri. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76, community of Simcoe. Our services, morning service is at 10 o'clock, Sunday school, worship hour at 10:30, and 6 on Sunday evening. All right, we're going to get started. Here's Jim Ray.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt this day is worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deep.
Jim Reeves getting started on this edition of the Living Word broadcast. We want to welcome you to our broadcast. If it's your first time to listen, and if you're a full-time listener, thank you for that. Also out in Apache Junction, Arizona, I want to thank those folks out there, Clell, Tony, and Sarah, and their support. And you can listen to The Porch. They have some good gospel music on that on the Internet. And so tune in, listen, and join in there with them. All right, we're going to move right along, and here's Wimberly and Stoney Cooper.
I just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mom last night. She read me the Bible like she about Mom last night.
She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. Why, on party nights till we'd come home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, when we were young and gay, how much mother worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept when we were out at night, and that she waited just to know that we'd come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mother heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand just why. Until the last one had returned, she always kept the light. Well, you see, Mother couldn't sleep until she had kissed us all good night. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. She seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care, that always when we got back home we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together around her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said, and in her eyes there gleamed again that old-time tender light that told she had been waiting just to know we'd come home all right. Smiled the old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep us safe from harm throughout the years, and then she went to sleep.
I know that she's happy, 'cause she told me so. I dreamed about Mom last night. Was brother, who was it that fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, or did you hear anyone pray? They died in a crash on the way. I heard the groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
All right, I hope that answered your number request. Wimberly and Stoney Cooper here on the Living Word Broadcast. You're listening to Living Word Broadcast. Billy Joe Gentry, your host. And we want to tell you that those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville. Also, Charles and Leona Goswick, the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to move right along, and here's a Holden Trio.
It ain't over when it's over, when that final day arrives. Oh, this body may get colder, but our soul will never die. No, it ain't over when it's over. We're not prisoners to that hope. Stop getting older. We're gonna live while ages roll. We're all different in most cases, like seeds that spray from different trees. Just a sea of drowning faces, 'cause we're all facing different needs. But sick or well, the rich, the poorest, when it comes our time to go, we're gonna join that heavenly chorus. We're gonna live on Mansion Row. If it ain't over when it's over, when that final day arrives. Oh, this body may get colder, but our soul will never die. It ain't over when it's over. We're not prisoners to that hope. We may stop getting older. We're gonna live while ages roll. Beside a dying Christian, he had fought that fight of faith. I leaned over just to listen to the last words he would say. He said, I feel old man death creeping, but he just thinks he's gonna win. You may view this body sleeping, but I'm gonna get back up again. It ain't over when it's over, when that final day arrives. Oh, this body may get colder, but our soul will never die. Over. We're not prisoners to that hope.
right. There you have it, the Holden Trio. We're going to move right along. Here's Charles Goswick.
There are two roads in life's journey, and everyone must decide on what road that they will travel. You must make up your mind. One road leads to heaven, where God's glory abounds, and the other leads to hell, where no comfort can be found. The highway to heaven is a straight and narrow road, where the glory of God to man is shown. You may be traveling the rocky road, the road of sin and strife. Jesus Christ is the highway, he's the highway of life. There ain't no toll on this highway, you can use it for free. The debt has all been canceled by Jesus Christ at Calvary. You must take him for your Savior. In him you must believe. He's the highway to heaven, the land of joy and peace. The highway to heaven is a straight and narrow road, where the glory of God to man is shown. You may be traveling the rocky road, the road of sin and strife. Jesus Christ is the highway, he's the highway of life. Won't you travel on this highway that leads to paradise, where the saved on earth shall gather to their homes beyond the skies. There'll be no sickness, no sorrow, no heartaches will be there in that land of endless day, and God's glory we will share. Is a straight and narrow road, where the glory of God to man is shown. You may be traveling the rocky road, the road of sin and strife. Jesus Christ is the highway, he's the highway of life. Jesus Christ is the highway, he's my highway of life.
Charles Goswick here on the Living Word broadcast. Here's Porter Wagner.
Then she handed me her Bible, said, "Follow by its light."
Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul.
Thank you.
they've got the many blessings that I read every day. From the pages of Mama's Bible to guide them on their way.
Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul.
All right, Porter Wagner here on the Living Word broadcast, Mama's Bible. I'll tell you, there's a lot of inspiration in these good old songs. I want to invite you to our service here at the Living Word Mission Church. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76, community of Simcoe. Just turning from the old building, we're down here about 145 feet. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. Our Bible lesson today takes us to the book of Romans, and I want to look at chapter 1, verse 16. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's a power of God unto salvation." What we need in this country more than anything else is the power of God by the Holy Spirit and His Word guiding the leaders of this nation and guiding each of us. You see, as the Bible guides us, we are able to know what the will of God is in every situation. So I'm asking you today, if you do not know Jesus Christ, find Him. He's a personal friend and a good friend, and He'll walk with you and guide you all the way. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of it." Some folks today are ashamed of it. I hope you're not. For as we speak out and we give our testimony and live for Jesus Christ, we are able then to know the truths of God's Word. In this nation of America, we just need a returning to Jesus Christ. I think so much about 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name will own themselves, seek my face and pray, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land." You say, preacher, I hear this all the time. Well, maybe it's time that we do it. Maybe we need to put it to action. Paul tells us in the same chapter, verse 20, he tells us that the invisible things of Christ are clearly seen by the things being, they're understood by the things that are made. We see the universe as it's made. We see the stars in the sky. We see the beautiful horizons as they come, and as the day closes out, the beautiful sunsets. My friend, maybe you're in the sunset of life. I don't know where you are in life, how old you are, but there's a God in heaven that loves you, and He wants to be a part of your life, and He wants you to be a part of heaven. And you know what? It'd be a great thing when this life is over and our time here on earth is done, and all of us have a number. Notice that. We all, as we come into this world, we're going to leave here. And all we're going to leave here with is what we have in our heart. So I ask you to have Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, because that's the greatest thing in the world, is to have Jesus Christ in your heart. Know Him in a personal way. You see, Paul, he teaches us that the Holy Spirit, as it dwells in the Word of God and in our hearts and in our minds, there is where the seat of our action is. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I want to tell you today, we need to be speaking the things of heaven, for that's where we're going to be. I look for the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the times are pointing to it, and the prophecy's been fulfilled. One fellow says, "Well, we've got a lot to go yet." I don't think so, my friend. I don't find any prophecies in the New Testament that says that we have to wait on Jesus or that He has to wait on us. When the Father gives the order, He's coming, and He's going to take His children out of here. So we need to be ready. How are we ready? By a born-again experience in Jesus Christ, by confessing our sins and believing on Him as our personal Savior. When we do, He's going to do the work that needs to be done in our heart. He's going to take care of what needs to be done in heaven so that you'll have a place, and I'll have a place of rest after this life is over. Sometimes this life don't seem fair with all the troubles that it has and all the trials we have to go through, but I want to warn you that Jesus Christ loves you and He loves me. So today I hope, if you're not a Christian, you bow your head by the radio. Heavenly Father, come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who's confessing their sins now. In Jesus' name, amen. Write to me. My mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Well, my time is come and gone. It's time to, clock on the wall says it's time to go. And until this same time next time, may God bless you and yours. From all of us here at the Living Word Mission Church and Living Word Broadcast, Billy Joe Gentry saying goodbye, and God bless you till next time.
is in chaos, you're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.